Aloha, associations, and welcome back to the Membership IQ. I'm Sarah Sladek, your host. I want to tell you a little bit about a vacation I just went on to Hawaii. If you've never been to the islands, I would strongly encourage you to go. It is an amazing experience. I think my favorite part of this vacation was having the opportunity to swim with sea turtles. That is an experience I will never forget. But I'll also never forget that feeling that when I arrived in Hawaii and experienced that traditional flower necklace placement, right? Otherwise known as getting laid. So the flower lei necklace is placed over your head when you arrive, and they welcome you to Hawaii and say aloha and welcome and enjoy your trip. And when this necklace is placed over your head, you just have this amazing feeling that comes over you. This feeling of, I have arrived. I don't need to stress. I am in paradise. I am on vacation. It is so incredibly calming and exciting at the same time. It's a feeling beyond compare. What can we learn from traveling to Hawaii? And what can we learn about experiences? What is the experience like when people show up for your association? Whether that is calling on the phone, going to an event or conference, or partaking in your professional development or visiting your website, what is that experience like? What does it say about your association and its brand and how it prioritizes the membership experience? These are key questions to be contemplating. A lot of times when I hear associations lament the fact that they can't seem to grow membership, or they're stuck in the state of decline or flat membership, or they can't engage the participation of younger members, a lot of times when you start to dig deeper, you realize the experience is not that great. It is, it's chaotic. It's disorganized. There is a general sentiment of frustration within the organization. Or perhaps on the flip side, going to the website, the technology is sorely outdated, or the social media isn't being used and there isn't any conversation partaking with the leaders of the association. Maybe there isn't any recognition through the members to the members or appreciation. All of these things are part of the membership experience, and they're more critical than ever before because we weigh the experience in our decisions to join or renew associations now more than ever before. Why, you might ask? Well, it's a complicated answer, but in a nutshell, we have moved from a very service-oriented, loyal mindset in society to more of an experience and return on investment-driven mindset. In the past, members showed up, they joined because it was the right thing to do, and they were very loyal. And your experience could be good, but it didn't have to be exceptional or great or memorable. And there was a lot of focus on sustainability and tradition and predictability. So we continued as associations to produce much of the same type of event over and over again, the same type of member experience over and over again. And this was easy and this was expected. But oh my goodness, we've had so much change in recent years. Our expectations of as consumers, it has changed. Our expectations as employees has changed. We want things that are on demand, virtual, intuitive. We're used to Amazon knowing our name and recommending products for us. We are used to experiences like TED conferences and Disney World and American Girl store and Dave and Buster's and Apple stores, you know, these companies that provide really unique brands and service experiences. We have shifted to actually invest more in experiences. In fact, it's now proven that by investing in experiences like great vacations to Hawaii, that actually brings us more happiness than the purchase of stuff. And that is a complete shift. We used to invest as consumers in more and more stuff. It was all about the acquisition of stuff, and it was all about ownership. But now we are realizing that we are craving an escape from reality. Not only that, we are craving to belong to a community. Both of those things would indicate that associations should be delivering exceptional experiences. They should have the upper hand on this. Associations should know everything about community building and escapism. They produce lots of conferences and events. But alas, I'm here to tell you, as someone who has presented and been a keynote speaker at countless association events over the years, there isn't much differentiation. Associations aren't nearly spending enough time contemplating the membership experience and what it's like to be at your event, engaging with your association, making the decision to join and continually reinvest in your association. Great experiences bring us more happiness. We would rather do something amazing than have something amazing. That's been proven time and time again. Also, great experiences are a great way to differentiate in an overly crowded marketplace. Associations are facing more competition than ever before. There's more entities providing access to products and services and member benefits that you already provide. So in order to differentiate and show value, you have to invest in great experiences. It gives you a competitive advantage, and it gives you an opportunity to show greater membership value. All these things considered, including the fact that we've moved into the era of the experience economy, would indicate that associations need to be more mindful of the experiences that they are creating. So surprise, delight your members, some ways to do that. Okay, here's a quick list. You know, people, again, looking for an escape from this crazy chaotic world that we're living in right now. We want a sense of adventure. We want to be able to give back in some regard through our participation. So things like service projects, things like giving people a backstage opportunity, a tour that they wouldn't necessarily have anywhere else, engaging celebrities within your industry or community, people who are very well known and well respected, invite them to come in and interact with your members, flash mobs, dances, having fun, doing something totally crazy and just unexpected. Again, surprising and delighting members, showing up at their places of business with a gift, with a bouquet of balloons, just being there to say thank you for being a member. In other words, putting that flower lei over their head and saying, we got you, we're here for you, and we're going to deliver an exceptional member experience because we appreciate you so, so much. Mahalo. Thank you for tuning in and start investing in those membership experiences. This is the Membership IQ, and I am Sarah Slidek. Thank you for tuning in. Mahalo.